Yeah, it's pretty much the second half. We started off pretty good. Look, we set a goal to have 5 wins by the break, and we accomplished that. There's a couple of other games where I think we could have picked up maybe 1 or 2 wins, but in the end, to go into the break with the goal that we set accomplished is very satisfying. It puts us in pretty good stead. You know, we win 2 more games, we're pretty much guaranteed of staying up, and any more beyond that, we can finish in the top 6, hopefully, and that'll be our goal from here on out.
And what other challenges are there ahead?
Just to keep playing consistent ball a bit more often. We seem to be good for one game and get a good win there, then the next week, we'll get belted by 10 runs and we just won't look like we're into the game. It's a big step up from Division 1, Division 2, not only the playing standard, but also the amount of games you have to play. Last year it was around 22 games, this year it's 33, so that's, another 11 games. So it demands another, almost 50% more effort from the guys, and they just got to get used to doing that. And hopefully this year we can set ourselves up for upcoming years that should be pretty fruitful for the club.
And who's leading the way?
Look, it's been probably the Lethberg brothers done most of the job. Jamie's been fantastic on the mound, and he's basically given us a couple of wins just on off his own back. Ben's been great behind the plate. He's had to do all the catching due to injury to myself and now a couple other injuries here and there, but he's been fantastic. Other good players have been Brock Pawley. He's really stood out this year. Compared to last year, he struggled a bit last year, but this year he's really found his feet in Division 1, and he's probably hitting around 300, and he's pitched some pretty good games for us and just really does it all. So I guess really those 3 guys have been our main catalyst so far this year. Yeah, look, Matt's settled in now. He started off a bit rough. He had some rough starts there at the beginning, but we put him into the pen for a while, and he made the adaption to that and did a good job. He's got 4 saves on the year. But then he's also came back and had some pretty good starts. The Waverley start, the game against Sandringham was fantastic, and even the last start against Geelong, he did really good. So our pitching's kept us in a lot of games. That hasn't been a problem. We've struggled to score runs on a number of occasions, and that's something that we probably need to work on more so than what our pitching is.
And with the batting, what do you think the players who say we've got to improve our hitting, what do you think they need to work on? What's the first step?
I guess we've just got to try and develop a plan and a swing that's going to work for them, the majority of the time. At the moment, some guys seem to have a different at-bat every time they go up and a different stance every time they go in there. They've got to realise that doesn't work. They've got to get used to seeing some better pitching. That's pretty simple compared to last year. The pitching's much, much better. There's no denying that. You see guys throwing harder, you see guys throwing more strikes, you see guys throwing better pitches for strikes. So I guess 1 year of seeing some good pitching, and that should really help them to develop and become better, I think. Yeah, look, we spoke a little bit about that. I'm sort of a little bit worried that they're getting too far into counts because our strikeout tally's a bit too high. So it seems like they're getting into the box, they're taking the first strike, and then all of a sudden they foul one off, and now you get in there and they're 0-2. Now as soon as they step in the box. So I've spoke to them a couple of times about trying to hit that first pitch and really get on there and being aggressive. While I want them to work counts, there's also a fine line to it, and you don't want to go taking good pitches. If you get the best pitch to hit's that first pitch you get, then get up there and swing it. Look, we're a team that has to play for 3 or 4 runs and hope that our pitching keeps us in games. So what we do for that is we look for guys to move them over and to do the job with bunting and stuff like that. Be honest, the bunting's been a real letdown this year, and it was last year as well. I've tried to drum it into guys, and you try and teach them the right technique, but it's one of those things. If the kids aren't doing it when they are kids, then they're not going to learn it. And that's why it's good to see when I go down there on a Wednesday night and I can see the under-12s, under-14s, under-16s, the coaches are there, got them practicing bunting, because what's happened is these guys haven't learned to bunt at a younger age, and now they try and do it when they're 20, 21, 22 years old, and they can't do it. You've got to do it early on, and we've got programs in place now where we're teaching kids the fundamentals at the young age, and in 5 years' time, those kids will be the ones that are playing in our ones and getting those bunts down for us. Yeah, look, it's great. It wasn't that long ago that the club didn't have any kids that were representing in level, but thanks to the hard work of so many people, we have a stronger junior program as most teams in the state. We field teams at each level. Our under-12s and under-14s play in the top division. The under-18s are also playing in the top division, so that's a good sign for the club when we have 3 out of the 4 junior teams all playing in the top league available. And then you've got kids that are sort of standing out a bit. Errol Winans in the state team. go down to the under-14s. We've got Hope and Wilson in that. And then in the under-12s, I think we've got half a dozen kids that are playing in the Sluggers. So our junior program is really starting to come along, and it's easy to forget how quickly those kids can go from being, you know, the bat boys to the first baseman. They develop pretty quick, and in the space of sort of 4 years, all of a sudden we've got five or six really good players, and hopefully eventually we get a few kids that go through and, you know, represent the club at a senior level, you know, with the Aces or whatever standard of baseball we've got going at that time. Yeah, we've got training. We start again this week. It's been a nice break for everyone. And we gave them a nice little break there for a while, so they'll get back into it now. We start Tuesday this week at 6 o'clock, and then we'll go again Thursday. And the first up games, we've got Werribee, which is a big game for us. They're kind of arch rivals because we're going back to last year, and we're definitely their number one rival. So we need to make sure that that's a game that we win. You know, no ifs about it. We just go out there and get the points for that game. No, that's it. Looking forward to a good second half. We've got the seconds, thirds and fourths all in the mix for the finals. The firsts are doing their job, keeping us in contention in most games. And it's should be a really good year that really cements our spot in the top division of domestic baseball in the country.